ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। So reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, canto 4, chapter 20, text 13. Samaha Samanottama Madhyamadhamaha Sukhe Cha Dukhe Cha Jitendriya Ashayaha. Mayopaklipta Akhila Loka Samyuto Vidatsva Virakhila Loka Rakshanam. Samak samanottama madhyamadhamaha. Sukhe cha dukhe cha jitendriya shiraha. Mayopaklipta kilaloka samyuto. Vidvatsa Vira kilaloka rakshanam. Samak samanottama madhyamadhamaha. Sukhe cha dukhe cha jitendriya shaha. Mayopaklipta kilaloka samyuto. Vidhatsva Vira kilaloka rakshanam. Samak samanottama madhyamadhamaha. Sukhe cha dukhe cha jitendriya shaha. Mayopaklipta kilaloka samyuto. Vidatsva Vira kilaloka rakshanam.
Thank you.
Samaha, equipoised. Samana, all equal. Uttama, one who is greater. Madhyama, one who is an intermediate position. Adhamaha, one who is in a lower standard of life. Sukha, in happiness. Cha, end. Dukha, in distress. Cha, also. Jita Indriya, having controlled the senses. Ashayaha, and mind. Maya, by me. Upaklipta, arranged. Akhila, all. Loka, by people. Samyutaha, being accompanied. Vidhatsva, gift. Vira, O hero. Akhila, all. Loka, to the citizens. Rakshanam, protection. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. My dear heroic king, please keep yourself always equipoised and treat people equally, whether they are greater than you in the intermediate stage or lower than you. Do not be disturbed by temporary distress or happiness. Fully control your mind and senses. In this transcendental position, try to execute your duty as king in whatever condition of life you may be posted by my arrangement, for your only duty here is to give protection to the citizens of your kingdom. Purport. Here is an example of receiving direct instruction from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Vishnu. One is to execute the order of Lord Vishnu, whether receiving it directly from him or from his bona fide representative, the spiritual master. Arjuna fought the battle of Kurukshetra under the direct order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. Similarly, here Prithu Maharaj is also being given orders by Lord Vishnu regarding the execution of his duty. We have to stick to the principle stated in the Bhagavad Gita, Yavasatvika Buddhi. Every man's duty is to receive orders from Lord Krishna or from his bona fide representative and take these orders as his life and soul without personal considerations. Srila Vishvanatha Chakravarti Thakur states that one should not care very much whether he is going to be liberated or not, but he should simply execute direct order received from his spiritual master. If one sticks to the principle of abiding by the order of the spiritual master, he will always remain in the liberated position. A common man must execute the rules and regulations of Varnashrama Dharma by working in his prescribed duty according to the caste system, Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya and Shudra, and the spiritual order system, Brahmana, Grihastha, Vanaprastha and Sannyas. If one simply executes regularly and strictly the injunctions given for the different divisions of life, then one satisfies Lord Vishnu. As a king, Prithu Maharaj was ordered by Lord Vishnu to keep himself always aloof from the activities of the bodily situation and to engage always in the service of the Lord and thus keep himself in the liberated stage. The word Bhada Sauhridaha in the previous verse is explained herewith. One can fully remain in intimate connection with the Supreme Lord directly or receive orders from his bona fide representative, the spiritual master, and execute the orders sincerely when one keeps aloof from the activities of the body. The Lord helps us by giving us direction how to act in devotional service and thus advance on the path back home, back to Godhead. He instructs us outwardly in the form of the spiritual master. Therefore, one should not accept the spiritual master as an ordinary human being. The Lord says, Acharya mam vijaniyan navamanyata kahrichit. One should not treat the spiritual master as an ordinary human being, for he is the substitute for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Bhagavatam 11:17-27. One should treat the spiritual master as the Supreme Personality of Godhead and never be envious of him or consider him to be an ordinary human being. If we follow the instruction of the spiritual master and execute devotional service to the Lord, we will remain always free from the contamination of bodily and material activities, and our life will become successful. Hare Krishna. So in this purport and the verse actually, then important point is being given, and that's how actually it is that we can elevate ourselves. What is the human life all about? If we can successfully accept the instructions of spiritual master, then we can progress and ultimately go back to Godhead. If we are not able to do that, then who is going to instruct us, and how we come to know what should we do? So the significance that the Lord himself comes to the sacrificial arena and he instructs Prithu Maharaj in his duties is very significant. Prithu Maharaj, he is great devotee of the Lord and he knows what he should do. Same like Arjuna, he is a great devotee of Krishna and he knows what to do. But for the sake of others, Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita. Here, the Lord himself, he appears for the sake of others and then he instructs Prithu Maharaj what should be done. So what does he instruct him? As a king, then he should follow his dharma. What is his dharma? To protect. So he must give protection to the citizens, as then he is in the activity of Kshatriya. So this is his duty. By following these duties, then one, especially when it is given by the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself, so one can follow and progress and achieve the abode of the Lord, one can go back to Godhead. So Srila Prabhupada makes the point that we, I don't know how many of us are so fortunate that we actually had seen the Supreme Lord himself and were given instructions by him. But then those less fortunate of us who didn't, then we are very fortunate to hear instructions from the spiritual master. There is no difference between when Krishna speaks himself or he speaks through the spiritual master. So the instructions which we receive from the spiritual master are as good as from the Lord himself. And what is it that the spiritual master is instructing us in? He gives us the way how we can go back to Godhead, and he gives us instruction of always chant the holy name. Well, at least the 16 rounds, right? But you don't stop there. If you want to chant more. And then he gives us the four prohibitions which keeps us away from doing nonsense. So he basically gives us the principle of always remember Krishna and never forget Krishna. Now, if we think about it, just these simple instructions, as simple as they may be, this is actually our lifesaver. There is nothing greater than chanting of the holy name. Now, if we do understand this point, then yes, then there is nothing else, nothing more to be considered. Because everything else comes from the manifestation of the Lord. There is no difference between the Lord and the holy name. So such person, now he is on the liberated state. And not just liberated state, such person, by chanting the holy name, he gets the direct association of the Lord. So he is above liberation. He is attached or attracted to the Lord. So he is on his way to go back to Godhead. Now, if we do anything else, and even if we follow our duties so perfectly, without remembering the Lord, then it's pointless. For example, Duryodhana, he was good king, good in sense that he was very good manager. He managed his kingdom well, but he had a flaw, and the flaw was that he was not Krishna conscious. So he could not give the Krishna consciousness to the people. Then it's like many zeros, but if one is missing, what is the point of having so many zeros? So what we have to do, we have to recognize what are we good at. Look, be real introspective. What it is that we can do? And then, without being shy, then express that as the service or offering to the Lord. Somebody who is good at worshipping the deity, that's the way how the devotee reciprocates with the Lord. That's his way, and that way then he gets purified. Somebody is good at managing. He is a good leader. So he is capable of giving protection to the people, care for the people. He can lead the people towards Krishna consciousness. He is going to be good at that, therefore he progresses and he will get purified in that activity. If somebody is good at taking care of cows and land and making money, good. If he does it with the consciousness that whatever is happening, whatever it is, it's not really me. I'm using it, my mentality, my nature, for the service of the Lord. That person goes back to Godhead. And the person who doesn't know or doesn't have any specific requirements, and then, so then he just helps others. What's the problem? He helps others, he gets purified, he goes back to Godhead. Just by the service to the devotees, to the Vaishnavas. And so all, it's perfect. The Daivi Varnashrama system, as Srila Prabhupada is giving us, then it's perfect. So what's the problem? Why are we going through so many difficulties? It's because of our ego, our consciousness. And then what makes it the consciousness so ignorant? What makes it the ego so big? thinking that we are better than anybody else. We can do whatever we want to do, and now nobody should say anything, or we should appreciate. That's our free will. We want to become like this. Krishna is offering in the Shastra how we can go back to Godhead. In Bhagavad Gita, he mentions, you surrender to me. Atma Nivedana. You do that. The perfection, you achieve perfection. There is nothing more to achieve. But it's difficult. So then he recommends Nishkama Karma Yoga. If you cannot do that, then okay, then Sakama. Do the activities which you want to do, you like, you are conditioned to it, offer the results. Nishkama is the whole activity as it is, it's offered to the Lord. And if you cannot do that, okay, be a pious man, don't disturb. But, so the gradation is there. So if you can fully surrender, that's the best. If not, okay, we do activities for the Lord, and if not, offer the results. So these three will take us back to Godhead. But we have to first recognize who we are. If we think that we are the big managers or devotees, I'm this, I'm that, and I need the recognition and I need to work and nobody should say anything, it's all selfish. And we won't recognize our position, our true position, and then we will not get the taste for doing anything for the Lord. What to speak about the taste for looking for a spiritual master, if it's not just for the sake of saying, see, I have no spiritual master who has so many disciples, so then therefore I'm so important because I'm also a disciple of such an important guru. That makes us even more selfish. Or what? We end up just being engrossed in sense gratification. But where is the Krishna consciousness? We won't be able to recognize Krishna. And we won't be able to even recognize that a spiritual master is talking to us. But if you think about who is Krishna? Okay, we have heard from the book. But due to our position, due to our conditioning, we have lost. We have forgot about Krishna. We don't know. So we forgot about our relationship with him. And how do we revive it? We are engrossed in the material world. We have our friends who are, they are good because they recognize me as I am. Muscleman, or I'm good at this, and therefore I'm good singer, so therefore those who say that I'm good singer, they are my friends, nobody else. All ego. And because somebody says so, say yes, he understands me, how great I am. That will not take us anywhere, not back to Godhead. So the problem lies with us. We have to recognize that. We have to wake up. We have to understand that we are the very minute jiva. And in the purified state, we are the servants of the Lord. So instead of trying to enjoy the body which we have got, trying to show off what actually we can do, then instead of, we should try to engage in the service of the Lord. Yesterday we had such a nice opportunity. Radhashtami was there. So Srimati Radharani, the alternate and the only actually deep servant of the Lord, was her appearance day. So we could have participated anyway in making the festival happen greatly. Those who did, I'm sure they got great realization from that. Those who did not, next time you should try it. But without trying to reciprocate, trying to develop relationships with the devotees, trying to develop relationship with Guru, trying to follow the instructions. Bona fide Guru means one who follows the instructions of Guru Sadhu Shastra. So he is entitled to speak on Guru Sadhu Shastra. So following such person, it only benefits us. So we should get above our false ego. We should try to open our eyes and try to use our abilities, what we have, in Krishna consciousness. The Guru is so merciful because he is the one who is guiding us. It may be difficult for us to know actually what we are supposed to do or what we are good at. So then, there is a guidance of Guru. If we read Shastra without guidance of Guru, we will get misled. So by his mercy, then only we can do something. So it doesn't take much. It only takes the decision that yes, I want to do it. That's it. Everything else is going to be arranged. Krishna will arrange it. We just have to have faith in the Lord that he has the power. We have to have the faith in him that he is the Supreme. And as Supreme, he can do anything he wants. And if he wants us to come across with somebody who is an elevated personality, he can do that very easily. But if he doesn't do that, then maybe it is because we are not qualified yet to take such association, or maybe we do get the association and we don't even notice that we have it. When Krishna appeared on the planet, not everybody knew that Krishna is on the planet. And those who saw Krishna, not everybody of those knew that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna is always with us. When you chant the holy name, Krishna is with you. But do we realize that? Or we just think, oh, this is just a name. The form is different. If we think like that, it's an offense. But nonetheless, Krishna is so merciful. He still gives us opportunity. So if that's what we are thinking, what is the remedy for that? Just keep chanting. Look for association with devotees. Associate with the Vaishnava. Darati prati grihnati, guhyam akhiti pricchati, bhunkte bojayate. By doing so, we get purified. But as Srila Prabhupada mentions here in the Purport also, purified or being liberated, that's not the point. Mayavadis, yes, they go for liberation because they want to be free of the desires. They want to be free of distress. But for the devotee, this is not the goal. What's the point? If a person gets on the liberated platform and then he does not know, doesn't have the attraction for the Lord, there is a great chance that the person gets lost. Because liberation, yes, it gives you great feeling. You feel like you are in control of yourself, and that you are great personality that may make you very proud because others are not. And then what's next? But if you have attraction for the Lord, so being liberated is just a means how to execute the devotional service in a greater way. So that's the point. We have to look forward to how we can serve Krishna better, and don't worry about liberated or not. The service to the Lord, service to the Vaishnavas, this is the ultimate service we can do. And how do we serve them? According to our capacity. So Prithu Maharaj, he serves the Lord as being king and then giving protection to the people. You all have certain mentality. We have our nature. Recognize that. Use that for Krishna service. Based on Guru Sadhu Shastra. If you can do that, then you achieve perfection. If you cannot do that, then what are your chances? If you don't come to know the devotees, if you don't come to like the devotees, you don't become attracted by the service to the devotees, why would you even think that you would get attracted by the Lord or to the Lord? We don't know Krishna. We forgot about him. For millions of lifetimes, we are away from him. Then how we can go back to him? How we can revive the relationship? By Guru Kripa, the mercy of the Guru, he can show us how we can revive the relationship. So why are we trying to exercise our false ego, trying to not enjoy something which is not even enjoyable? And enjoyment of anything brings more suffering. This is the illusion which we are in. So recognizing one's nature, and then based on Guru's instructions, Shastra, Sadhu, then we can utilize that nature and become good at it for the purpose of using it in devotional service. That will give us attraction for the Lord, attraction for the service. So then when we come to the platform of that, our heart is pure, free of anarthas. So we don't get attracted by sense gratification anymore. Then we know what to do. Now we know, now we should serve the senses of the Lord, not our senses. But if we don't try that, if we don't control our senses, if we don't surrender to Guru who can guide us, then it's all it's not going to work very well. So we should try to take seriously the instructions of Srila Prabhupada, the instructions of our Guru, and follow these main principles, and those are always remember Krishna and never forget Krishna. Anything else is subservient not to these two principles. There's nothing else beyond that. Perfection lies only not in these activities. When we are able to always remember the Lord, then nothing else will bother us. We will only be concerned if we are pleasing the Lord, pleasing the Vaishnavas. So the self-centeredness will disappear. So as soon as we can surrender to the Lord, so then all the other qualities of a devotee will manifest. All the 26 qualities manifest just from one, and that's surrender. But if we are trying to practice the qualities without being surrendered, we will not succeed. We may look very pious, we may look great, we may look for others, we may bewilder many, but the devotee is not known by how he dresses, how he acts. Devotee of the Lord is known by how much he is surrendered to the Lord. That's the only quality, and that's the way how you actually recognize devotee. So it is a process, and then it may be difficult to surrender immediately, everything to the Lord. But by the process of sarana bhakti, then this is the goal. And it is possible, but it all depends on how much we want. And that we don't want, that's because we are afraid. We are afraid of, if I surrender, what will happen to me? If I don't know Krishna, how can I surrender to him? Who is he? Okay, somebody says like this, but Shishupala says something else. Whom should I believe? And why? So, the person who can explain to us who Krishna is, who can give us Krishna, is our Guru. Then if we have trust and faith in Guru, then we can surrender. And through surrender to Guru, we can surrender to Krishna. But if we don't have that, it's very unlikely that we will surrender, because we are conditioned and we have our friends whom, if we surrender to Krishna, means we have to give up those friends, we have to give up that friendship based on the sense gratification. If I lose those friends, who will be telling me how great I am? I will become a servant, not a master. That makes me very, very fearful. And I don't want to be like that. So to be able to give up that fear, then we have to have somebody whom we can trust. That's why Guru comes. And we have to endeavor to develop the relationship. So, and the relationship, what's the base of relationship? Sacrifice. Surrendering service. Service to Srila Prabhupada. Service to the Lord. Pleasing the Vaishnavas. By pleasing the Vaishnavas, we please the Lord. And there are unlimited ways how it can be done. Somebody can be drawing, somebody can be doing some decoration, somebody can be composing some verses for the glory of a Vaishnava or the Lord. So there is no end to how we can glorify the Lord, how we can please Him. But we have to be first of all confident in ourselves that we want to please the Lord, and introspective to find how we can please Him, what is our quality that we can do. And then being sensitive to others, sensitive to the extent not thinking that I can please the Lord and nobody else can. Sensitive to the extent that we don't commit Vaishnava parad, because that will keep us away from the Lord. Same like Krishna can arrange the association with the elevated devotees, the same way Krishna can arrange that you get disconnected from the elevated devotees. Depends on your mentality. If your mentality is to offend the devotees, Krishna will keep you away from the association of devotees. Why? To protect you so you don't commit more Vaishnava parad. Of course, you see it as, oh, I don't like the devotees here, I will leave this place because they are all against me and everybody has something to say about me, I don't like it. That mentality comes from, we must have committed some offenses, and Krishna is protecting us by developing distaste for association with devotees. You should be very careful about that one. Then if we are able to do that, then the point of always remembering Krishna is very near. And then that's the way how we can go back to Godhead. So maybe it is still the opportunity for all of us to think how it is that I can engage myself, that I can do to perform service, to understand that I'm a servant. Not that I am the master. Hare Krishna. Any questions? Yes. Any mic? He doesn't like. Okay. Okay. So the question is that if one performs some service activity which he doesn't like, but it should make him more purified, more. Does it actually make him more pure or more elevated? Depends. You see, depends on the individual's conditioning. If one is greatly conditioned, see, he is a good cook. Okay? But he is not, very good in dealing with people. So now But he's very much into eating, and he likes to eat well. So now this person, he may be very conditioned. And if you give him some activity which does not engage that nature, he may, by association, get purified. But if he is very conditioned, then he may just get distaste for doing it. If, say, you send such a person for book distribution, he may start liking it very much, and then if he surrenders to it, he does it, he learns how to deal with people, he will become very good at it. But if he does it against his will, or against the nature, and then he will not be able to get into it, then he will just most likely lose the taste, and then he will start seeing everything else. Why am I doing it? Who made me do this? And it may be that he doesn't get so much benefit as he could if that person would be encouraged and he would go for the distribution of the books with enthusiasm. So what is the purpose of the authority? If a new devotee comes, it's very important to recognize what is his nature. And you engage that devotee according to his nature. So if he's good at cooking, why don't you give him a try to cook? It's something he's confident in, something which he knows well. It will please others rather than just to cook or eat some uncooked rice and salted out. So then he will benefit, and then how he will benefit? By, because others will be pleased also. But what is he doing? He's doing his activity, but the result of the activity he offers to the Lord. So he's not forgetting the Lord. So then he gets purified. By he gets purified, then he doesn't mind doing other activities which before he wouldn't think about. And when the person is confident about what he is doing, it's very easy to direct the person to make him do things which before he wouldn't. But why is he going to do? There must be a personal relationship. There must be a relationship now with that person. So the authority must have a relationship with the person, right? Then based on the relationship, he can encourage him. Okay, you are cooking very well. Now, I see that you would be good at distributing books. Why don't you give it a try? Go and distribute books. Then him, still being conditioned, seeing how that authority actually cares. So based on the relationship, he will say, yes, I'll do it. And then he does great job, because he is trying, based on the relationship, to please the authority. And by doing so, then he can fully surrender and he will get the full benefit. Now, how did it happen that all the young devotees, during Srila Prabhupada's time, could go and open the temples, open centers? Like Tamal Krishna Maharaj just went to China and without basically any help, doesn't know the language, doesn't know anything, but with enthusiasm he went and opened a center and then start preaching. And now you see many Chinese devotees are coming due to that. How is it possible? Where did he get so much of courage to do that? because he was so dedicated to Srila Prabhupada. So because his dedication, because of his relationship, person can do anything. So then, if the person feels that he is protected, he is cared for, that person can give anything to please the person who cares for him. So if we understand in ultimate that it's Krishna who cares for us, he is always with us. We don't recognize it, but he is. So he is the ultimate person who ultimately cares for us. So what's the problem surrendering to him? So when the surrender is there, through the relationship, yes, we can do anything, and anything can purify us. But if we, based on the conditioning, oh, I don't like to do that, and then we were looking for fault in doing it. Oh, see, I told you, that will happen, I'm not going to do it. Oh, that person told me, no, I'm an idiot. Oh, I don't want to hear that. I'm not doing it anymore. Forget it, I'm leaving. That's the result. There is no determination. Because there is no faith. Faith is not there because we have no relationship. We have nothing to offer to anybody. But the Sarana Bhakti process started with faith. We have to develop it. So when faith comes, everything progresses. When in the process of anatta nivritti, we purify the heart and the anattas get removed, then everything gets much faster. The attachment for the Lord, your affection for the Lord, being steady in the... So what we have to do, first we have to know what we are actually doing. So have some little faith that the person, he knows what he's talking about. So he speaks Shastra, so yes, he is Guru, he knows what he's talking about. Practice that. That will give you realization that yes, it works. So then based on that you get more faith. Then take more instructions, practice that. Then, sadhu sangha. Then accepting guru, then fully surrendering, one can get his heart pure from the anarthas. But he already knows how blissful it is to serve the Vaishnavas. So he is not going to get stuck in, oh, and now I'm purified, I'm liberated, now I'm the big, big guy. No, for him is a start. Now I can actually perform the service. So then if he performs the service in this consciousness, anything he does will purify him. Because he is doing it with the right mood. But if the person does service which others may get purified by, but if the mood is wrong, he will just get more engrossed in the sense gratification. If the Mayavadis chant the holy name, they don't chant the holy name. They are getting more and more engrossed in the sense gratification. And this is Hari Das Thakur speaking. So, what can we do? So we have to be sensitive to recognize the platform on which each and every person is and deal with that and try to help so then each Vaishnava can get elevated. So we have to be able to give association and take association. And this is all about sadhu sangha. Then anything done in that mood to serve the Vaishnava, serve the Lord, will purify. But if the mood is is wrong, we get struck. Yes.
Hare Krishna Prabhu.
Hare Krishna.
If the disciple, he followed the instructions of the Guru very strictly, then how it helps the spiritual master? On the other hand, if he breaks the regulative principle, how it harms the spiritual master?
Okay. Didn't hear? Okay, if the disciple follows the instruction of the spiritual master, how does it help the spiritual master? And then if he breaks the instruction, how does the harm the spiritual master? Well, you see, first of all, we have to understand the relationship between the disciple and spiritual master. If we think that the spiritual master is here to serve us, so then we go back to Godhead, then this is already wrong move. So if we think that he needs our service, we are wrong. So this is the first one. Now, understanding that, then we have to put ourselves in the right position. We are the disciples. So then that means that we are serving the Guru. Serving the Guru means what? Following the instructions. Now, if we follow the instructions, what pleasure does the Guru has? He sees, okay, that's very good because he made the progress. That pleases him. But he is not gratified by that you are serving him. I mean, in fact, it's sometimes very painful when one is being served. Because if the person doesn't know how to, it's better if you do it yourself. So then the Guru, out of his mercy, he lets you to do some service. But he doesn't keep it for himself. So he gives us opportunity to serve, and then we may serve through him, but he's not keeping it. He is giving the result of your service to the Lord. So his pleasure is that Krishna gets pleased by your service. That's what Guru gets out of your service. And if you don't do your service, he feels very sad that he is not able to guide you such a way so that you perform service for the Lord. So, again, it is your free choice. I mean, this is, you have to make up your mind. If you don't want to, if you don't want to wake up, there is nobody who can wake you up. You are awake, but you don't want to get up, so you'll pretend that they are sleeping and you will not get up. Unless, of course, somebody just knocks you off your bed or... But I had seen also boys, you throw water on them and they don't get up. So, why? Because they don't want to. Nityananda himself, he goes door to door, he begs, please chant the holy name. And does everybody chant the holy name? Many times he's just thrown out of the house. Does he give up? But at the same time, Jagar Maharaj comes and then, they are just about to be killed. Then, he has full mercy. He stops. Gauranga, please don't kill them. Give them your mercy. So we can only exist and we can only come in touch with devotional service only because of such wonderful devotees and the Lord himself. Vasudevdatta. He was so concerned about the conditioning of the jivas, their suffering. He was begging, he was willing to take all the sufferings of all the jivas on himself. Just let them go and let them go to the spiritual world. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so moved. This is Vaishnava's mentality. Not to find faults. But to see beyond that. Because beyond that, believe it or not, there is the jiva. Jiva, which is in pure state, the servant of the Lord. So anything else is just temporary. And for people who are capable of seeing it, seeing how by the ignorance they get themselves more and more engrossed in very pointless sense gratification, it's very painful. So therefore, we should seek association of such devotees who can take us away from the ignorance. And then who can help us to go back to Godhead. So such is a spiritual master. So then when we understand this point, then why wouldn't we be following the instructions? Or why would we be thinking, breaking the instructions? And if we have some conditioning, we have something, Guru tells us to do something. Please, I somehow cannot do that because of my conditioning. Then be open. Say it. Guru is merciful. He will explain to you how to do it. Or he will guide you so you can do it. Or he will ask you to do something else. Whatever is appropriate for you. But we have to be open. That's why the relationship must be there. So based on our conditioning, then we are looking forward. If we are conditioned, then more we will be associating with the vapu of the spiritual master. But as we get purified, the vana becomes predominant. So therefore it is important for the conditioned disciple to have the ability to follow the instructions, to want to follow the instructions. If you, as a disciple, cannot follow the instruction of the Guru because, I don't like this, it's just too much. How are you going to progress? You have already some doubts or maybe misgivings. How are you going to progress? You are not going to. You are just going to commit Vaishnava aparat, Guru aparat. You are just going to fall down. And that's it. But if you understand and you develop relationship with the person, then understanding that he is actually your well-wisher, and he is trying to help you. So based on the relationship, then you follow his instructions. You have no problem. Because whatever it may be, not very pleasing to hear that, but that he is right. Therefore you will do it. You will not think about how to break it or not to do it. So the point boils down to what is the mentality, what is the consciousness. So know that if you follow the instructions of the spiritual master, that's a standard. It's not above the extraordinary or below. It's a standard. It's expected. Not following, it's below standard. So that will make you fall down or not really understand what your position is and who you are. But your spiritual master does not need your service. In fact, he is encouraging you to do service so that you please the Lord. So he is giving us an opportunity. That's it. So we should not see ourselves that, my spiritual master became very fortunate because I became his disciple. That's not the move. No, we became fortunate that somehow or other, by his mercy, he accepted us, and then we can take shelter of these lotus feet. Activity may be the same, it's a consciousness which is different. Yes? Yes.
Comment, two comments. I very much appreciated the statement you made at the beginning. The order everybody gets, chant Hare Krishna, and follow four regular principles. Chanting Hare Krishna is actually always remembering Krishna. Following the four regular principles is never forgetting Krishna. Thank you. Today is also Champakalapa's appearance day, so birthday today.
Awesome.
So, Champakalata.
Oh, Champakalata.
So she's a very, very good cook. She likes to make sweets. She has a nickname, Sweet Fingers, Misty Hashta, because of her expertise in making sweets. And she's a spy. She's a very good spy. She knows how to thwart the enemies and divert the enemies, and she's very good at some of the arts of diplomacy, and also for collecting fruits and flowers and things like that. So anyway, she has these particular qualities, and she's using them in Krishna's service. They're pleasing to Krishna, and there's hundreds and billions of gopis. They all have their expertise in different kind of services, and they're all using their talents for the satisfaction of Radha Madhava. So this is like what you've been explaining to us. So today is an example of that, how Champaka is using her special skills and qualifications for the satisfaction of Krishna.
Thank you very much. Yes.
Ta předchozí otázka, vlastně mě by zajímalo, že často vidíme, že duchovní mistři trpí spousty zdravotních problémů a tak, jestli to souvisí taky s tím, že jeho žáci nenásledují důsledně pokyny, které že má jako za to reakci.
The question is, if a spiritual master suffers discomfort or disease, if it's connected to that the disciples actually not following the orders of the spiritual master. It's related because what is actually the mission of the spiritual master? Spiritual master is very compassionate. He is trying to show the path for those who surrender to how to go back to Godhead. But as he has to also deal with the conditioning, and the free wills of each and every disciple, so then it is a lot of, it develops a lot of stressful conditions for, so the disciple should be always trying to execute the instructions the best way he can. He should be, if he cannot, then there must be some way of communicating with him to make him understand, or just, okay, well, this is my conditioning and then I really would like to, but I'm not on that platform yet. So please instruct me how I can get to the platform. Because sometimes the disciple may fully surrender at a moment, and then such disciple can take immediately the instruction as a life and soul and does it without any problem. But those who are conditioned, then they may need some time. And because of that, then the spiritual master, he being very compassionate, he deals with them. But again, there is a relationship, so he's trying to make, he's trying to lead the disciple so then he can progress. Now, if he sees that the disciple is not willing to, or that he was and then he became mental and something happened, or that he falls down, that makes him very, very sad. Because him seeing that the person is unable to take up devotional service, then because of the compassion, spiritual master is always thinking about how to work for the benefit of the disciples. So he is trying. And same it is parent and child. Same it is with teacher and student. They always work for the other's benefit. So when it is that the person does not want to, see, as long as it's just ignorance, he cannot, for due to ignorance, but there is an activity going on, then the ignorance can get removed through the activity, following instructions. By following the activities, the ignorance can get removed. But as soon as it becomes that the person does not want to, the ignorance cannot get removed. There must be somebody who is going to help him, and then he can only help him through the process of doing some activity. So if he is not willing to, that's very bad condition. And because of the spiritual master being so very conscious and so sensitive, so then it definitely affects him. So it is recommended that the disciple should accept spiritual master, and the spiritual master should accept the disciples, but it should be based on first, because of the conditioning of the disciple, the mentality should be very close, so then the disciple can follow the spiritual master. By following the spiritual master, and mainly the Vapu, then he gets purified. By his purification, then he is able to take the Vani as more important, and then he can get purified farther and then go back to Godhead. But if he accepts the spiritual master based on, not that he can follow him, but just some prestigious thing, and he will not be able to follow him, he will fall down. And it's not the fault of the spiritual master, it's the fault of the disciple. So there is no education going on. There is no way to explain how it should happen. What is the actually what is the process? And if we apply our false ego now in the process of accepting Guru, then we may not do well, because the spiritual master, he is on liberated platform, he knows what to do, he follows Guru Sadhu Shastra, but us, being on the conditioned platform, we don't see it. So, if we cannot take up the instructions of the spiritual master, and we don't follow, so then that will affect the spiritual master. Like you might have parents, right? Then the parents, they take care of the child when he grows up, and then he turns against the parents. It doesn't make them happy. It affects them. So we should be extremely careful to follow the instructions. And if we cannot follow, then we should communicate it to the spiritual master. So then he can give us the instruction in such a language we can follow. Because if we don't, and we disregard the instruction, we are committing aparad. And aparad is not going to take us closer to Godhead. Hare Krishna. So anybody who wants to participate in cooking for Champakalata, maybe they can offer some sweets. And if not in the temple, then they can offer it to your house. And then you can achieve some great benefit by pleasing the gopi, you know, who is directly serving Srimati Radharani. Hare Krishna. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Shri Prabhupada ki, Jai Nitai Gaur Purnanda.